Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Ches. We're beginning on the very bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis with the brand new Perek, Perek Klal Gadol. We'll explain in the Gemara why it's called Klal Gadol. So we begin. Klal Gadol Amud B'Shabbos. There's a great law that the rabbis taught us on Hilchos Shabbos, and that is, Kol HaShocheach Ikor Shabbos, V'Oso Melochos Harbei B'Shabbosos Harbei, Eino Chayev Elochatas Achas. Here we have to introduce several new ideas. And that is, number one, when a person does a sin that would normally be a chiyuv of kares or a chiyuv of misas beisdin, and he does it by accident, so he can bring a chatas to atone for his doing that sin if he did it by accident. Now, the normal rules are that if a person did this on Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos, if he does any one of the av melochos on Shabbos, so he has to bring a chatas for that av melocha. That also includes if he did also, within the same lapse of remembering or knowing that you're not allowed to do that, any tolda of that av melocha, anything in that same category. These are all Yisurim Daraisa. Avs and toldos are Yisurim Daraisa, but the tolda is the subcategory of the av. We'll learn much more about this as we go through the next couple of prokim. In any event, the din over here is that when a person does multiple av melachos, he knows it's Shabbos, and he did multiple av melachos because he didn't know those individual rules, he has to bring a separate chatas for each av melacha, and that would include a tolda, if he just did the tolda, but if he did multiple avs and multiple toldas, so for every av melacha, he would have to bring a separate chatas. Now, we're talking here several different scenarios. The first one will be that he didn't know that it was Shabbos. He's not familiar with the laws of Shabbos. He's a Baal Tshuva, as we'll see, a Gershon Iskaya, whatever the situation may be. And in this situation, he did multiple Av Melachos over multiple Shabbosos. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi tells us, HaShocheach Iker Shabbos. That's the first category here. Kisover ain Shabbos b'Torah. He doesn't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't know that you're not allowed to go and grind on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go reap on Shabbos, etc. So in this situation, Kol HaShocheach Iker Shabbos, he doesn't know that there's a din of Shabbos, and the also Melochos Harbei, he did many different Av Melochos. There are 39 Av Melochos. Then let's say all 39 on Shabbos number 1. And then he did it on Shabbos number 2, Shabbos number 3. So he did this for many Shabbosos, but Shabbosos Harbei, Eino Chayev Elechatas Achas. When he's informed that he did this wrong, he only has to bring one Chatas for all the different Shabbosim and for all the different Avs that he was over during this period of time. Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to learn this over here from Psukim. And basically, it tells us the Kula Chodosh Gogohi, the end of the Hebrew Maskul, Eino Chayev Elechatas Achas, is because this is all really one doing wrong. He didn't know it was Shabbos. He didn't know today, he didn't know next week, he didn't know the week after that, and he didn't know every one of the Av Melachos, and therefore it's one Shkoga, and therefore he brings one Karban Chatas for this lack of knowledge. This is case one in the Mishnah. Case two is Hayodei Ikka Shabbos. This guy knows that there's such a concept of Shabbos. As Rashi says, Shiei Shabbos B'Torah, V'nesu Bo Melachos, and he knows he's not allowed to do Melachos on it. But what does he do? V'osam melachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. He did a lot of different melachos on a lot of different shabbosos. Now, what's the din here? Chayav kol Shabbos v'shabbos. He has to bring one chatas for every Shabbos. Why is that? So Rashi explains that here, ayidei shigigas Shabbos. He didn't know that today was Shabbos. Sheshachach sheshabbos hayom. Somehow he didn't know today was Shabbos. And we know this because later on it says, hayodei shu Shabbos. That there he did know it's Shabbos. Michlal, Dereisha, V'deinyo Deishu Shabbos. This is obviously talking about where he doesn't know that it's Shabbos. So this guy knows the concept of Shabbos, but doesn't know that today is Shabbos. And then V'osam Melachos Harbei, V'shabbosos Harbei. He did a lot of Melachos this Shabbos. Next Shabbos he does a lot of Melachos. The week after that he does a lot of Melachos. So B'inyan Zeh, the lo no da lo bing time Shechote. He didn't know that he made a mistake in between. So in this situation, Chayav Kol Shabbos V'shabbos, Rashi explains, one Chatos l'kol Shabbos. He has to, let's say he did it for seven Shabbosos, so he has to bring seven Chatos. The Afal Pishalo no de lo bing time. Nobody told him in between, nevertheless we say that this is not Helam Echod. So even though he really doesn't know, so it could be considered the Helam Echod, nevertheless, Aminun Yomin She bing time Heaven Yediyah. The in-betweening days make it that there's a lot of weekdays in between, so therefore we consider each Shabbos separate. And therefore it's Lechalik. And it's impossible for a person to go through all this time and not realize that it was Shabbos. Ela shelo niskar lo bimalachu shenasu bo ushkogu kamaisim mishum Shabbosu. So it really was his lack of knowing about Shabbos, and therefore he has to be one chatos for each Shabbos. That's the second case. Third case is hayodeya shu Shabbos. He knows the day is Shabbos, but he's not such a bucky. For also malachos harbe b'shabbosus harbe, and he does multiple malachos this Shabbos and multiple malachos next Shabbos, but he doesn't know a lot about the halacha. And therefore, in this situation, chayav al kol av melacha u'melacha. So, he didn't know you're not allowed to be kotzer. You're not allowed to go reap. So he reaped this Shabbos. He reaped next Shabbos. The week after that, he reaps and reaps and reaps. So, he knows that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know you're not allowed to reap. So therefore, in this situation, he has to bring one chatos for reaping, even though it's many, many Shabbosos. He does the same thing with cooking. You cook today, cook next week, the week after that. He doesn't know you're not allowed to cook. So therefore, he has to bring one chatas for cooking. So even though he did it over multiple Shabbosos, for each av melacha that he did, he has to go bring a separate chatas. Now Rashi over here points out, there's no dibur maskil, it just starts off with av melacha, the very top Rashi. Av melacha denaka lav lemute toldas. When he says av melacha over here in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean as opposed to a tolda. He says the what dil toldos. The same thing would apply if the person did a tolda for 7 weeks in a row. The only difference is that the told and the av have to be the same one, and then they cancel each other out, so to say, and you only bring one chatas for both the told and the av. However, if it's two different avos or two different toldos from two different avos, then you bring a separate one for each av. So whether you did the av and any of the toldos within that category, or you just did a tolda, you bring one chatas for that av and any toldos in that category. If you did two different avos or two different toldos from two different avos, then you bring a separate chatas for each one. That's what Rashi tells us over here. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, also melachos harbe, me'ein melacha achas. If you did multiple melachos from the same melacha, in other words, if you did multiple toldos from the same av, enuchayev el chatas achas, then you only bring one chatas. Now again, this is all talking about when you did it behelim achas. You did it in one lack of knowing that what you did was wrong. If a person cooked, they said, no, you're not allowed to cook. But then he cooks again. He didn't realize that that type of cooking is also usher. So then he'd have to bring two chatas because he had a knowledge in between. And this is all when you didn't have a knowledge in between. That's the Mishnah. It's a somewhat of a detailed and complex Mishnah. And now we're going to discuss individual points of this Mishnah. The first thing we have to understand is why is this called Klal Gadol? My Taima Tana Klal Gadol. Why did the Tana use this terminology over here? This is a great rule over here. A Klal Gadol. So Gemara is going to give some different tirutzim. First, it starts off and says, Ilei Ma Mishum Dikaboy Lemisnei Od Klal Acher. Is it because there's going to be another Klal that's mentioned afterwards? So we mention over here that in our Perek there's this Klal Gadol. And then we're going to have in the next Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey that there are only two statements in that Mishnah, based Varm. Call a kosher letznia, but kosher ain't a kosher letznia. Things you can hide, things you can't hide. So it's a smaller rule, so therefore ours is the greater rule, and that's the smaller rule. That's why it's called Klal Gadol. Is that the reason? And Vagabi Shvias Nami, you find the same thing by Shvias, where it says also Klal Gadol, because Mishum de Kaboy Lemisne Od Klal Acher, because it first starts off with a greater Klal, Tosus goes through what that Klal is, and then it gives you a smaller Klal, less details. And therefore, maybe that's why it's called Klal Gadol. So therefore, Tono Klal Gadol. So is that true? Sigmar says, Gabi Meiser, by Meiser, where it talks about Trumas and Maisros, the Tani Klal Acher, where it started off giving one Klal, and then it gives lesser Klals, below Tani Klal Gadol. It didn't use for the first one, Klal Gadol, which had more Klalim than the second one. So if this is the style, so how come over here, and in Gemara in Shavuos, does it take Klal Gadol? And why didn't in Maisros talk about Klal Gadol over there? That should have been the way that it's set up. So therefore, the Gemara says, Amar of Yossi by Rabin, no. Shabbos or Shvius, by Shabbos and by Shvius, the Isbu Avos for Toldos, they have both Avos and they have Toldos, so therefore, Tano Gadol. So therefore, it gives us the rule, Klal Gadol. However, by Maiser, the less be Avos for Toldos, Lo Tano Klal Gadol. It doesn't use the terminology Klal Gadol. Now, as I mentioned, by Shabbos, the Avos and the Toldos are all Isurim Deraisa. There are different opinions by Shvius as to whether it is going to be over there, both Daraisa, or we'll have the opinion of Rava, that it's only Darabonon. In any event, so it still has Ovos and Toldos. But by Maisa, there is no such thing. Morris says, however, that's incorrect, because Ulabar Kapara. Bar Kapara was one of the chavers of Rebbe, and they were contemporaries in Bali Plukta. And when Rebbe wrote the Mishnayis, so Bar Kapara had his own set of Mishnayis, so to say, his own brises, and he wrote in his Svarim, the Tani, Klal Godol B'Maiser. He included the terminology when he wrote down those laws. He called it Klal Godol, even by Maestros. As Rashi says over here, he wrote a Tosefta, and he wrote B'Maiser, Avos, and he wrote over there, Klal Godol. So therefore, my avos or my toldos ika, and nevertheless, it doesn't have avos and toldos. Yet he used that terminology, so obviously it can't be because of avos and toldos. So therefore, that's not why it's called klal gadol. So Gemara says Yataka, right? El alav haynu taima. This is the reasoning. By Shabbos, gadol on shoshol Shabbos yosim yishol shviyas. By Shabbos, there's a greater. Now it sounds like it should be a punishment over here, but it's not really. The Mefarshim talk about why don't they just say that Shabbos is skila and shviyas is not skila. In any event, it's talking here gadol on shoshol Shabbos yosim yishol shviyas, that in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, there are more rules than there are by Hilchos Shviyas. What do we mean by that? Dilu Shabbos, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Isa bein betolish bein mimechuber. You're not allowed to go and do certain things on Shabbos, whether it's attached to the ground or whether it's detached from the ground. For example, you're not allowed to go and cook something, whether it's attached to the ground or not attached to the ground. As Rashi says over here, you go in tochei and velosh. You're not allowed to grind, and you're not allowed to go and knead, whether it's davar shebechuber, mishakidish hayom or not. So by Shabbos, it's true whether it's tolush or mechuber, as opposed to by shviyas. Vilu b'shviyas b'tolush lesa b'mechuber isa. In regards to shviyas, there is no concept of shviyas when it's detached from the ground. But by mechuber, there is a concept of shviyas. What does this mean? So Rashi says, "B'davar shoya mechuber mishakidesh shviyas isa." Avu b'davar shoya tolush l'tnei shviyas lesa. If something was detached from the ground in the sixth year, there's no more din of shmita on it. So therefore, it doesn't apply. Like by Shabbos, it applies whether it was attached or detached before Shabbos. It's still not allowed to grind. But by Shviyas, the rules are different. So Shabbos has something over Shemitah, Shviyas, and the Gadol on Shoshul Shviyas, Yosef and Maiser. And Shviyas has something over Maiser. What is that? Dilu Shviyas Issa Bein B'Maichel Odom Bein B'Maichel Behema. Shemitah, Shviyas applies whether it's animal food or whether it's human food. However, Maisros, Vilu Maisir, B'Maichel Odom Issa, it only applies to human food, B'Maichel Behema Leisa, it doesn't apply to animal food. So therefore, this is a downward progression. Shabbos, Shviyas, and then Maisir. So by Klal Gadol, it says because there's a Klal Gadol by Shabbos more than Shviyas. And Shviyas is a Klal Gadol more than by Maisros. And Maisros doesn't have anything that's less than it. So where it says, but wait a second, Ulabar Kapara, the Tani Klal Gadol by Maiser, he does call it Klal Gadol even by Maiser. So what is Maiser more so than something else? That by Maiser it's called Klal Gadol, and that something else is not called Klal Gadol. So he says, Gadol on Shosho Maiser, Yosef Yisho Peya. Oh, so by Maiser, it's a Klal Gadol, has more rules to it than by Peya. What is that? Dilu Maiser, in regards to Maiser, Isa B'Teina V'Yerek. Maiser applies to both Teina, which are figs, and Yerek, which are vegetables. So you have a din of Maiser. There's only the Rabbanan. You have the din of Maiser, so that you have to take off in Teina and Yerek. As opposed to by Peya, Vilu Peya, Lesa B'Teina V'Yerek. Peya doesn't apply to these Teinim, these figs, and these vegetables, as the Gemara will now explain. So, this is a Mishnah in Peya. And the Mishnah there says, Klal Amru Peya, there's a rule regarding Peya. Kol Shu Ochel, if Peya is to be taken, it has to be taken on something that is food, and a food item, as opposed to a dye, as we'll see. Or Vinishmar, it must also be, has to have all of these rules, has to be a food, and has to be Nishmar, something that is something that you're watching, as opposed to something that's Hefker. Vigidulo Minaritz, it has to be something that's actually growing from the ground, as opposed to something that grows on rocks or from the air, like mushrooms. Ulikitaso Kiachas, and it has to be all gathered in as one. In other words, you don't take some of the harvest now, and then some of the harvest a few weeks later, and then some of the harvest a few weeks later. It's all harvested as one, as opposed to the Tainim and Yerokos, which are not. And in this situation, Machlis Olukiyim, and it's something that can be kept for a long period of time. It can be stored. So all of these things, Chayv Peya. If you meet all of these criteria, then there's a Din of Peya. But if you don't meet all of these criteria, then there is no Din of Peya. And therefore, what is each one of these things coming to teach us? Ochel has to be a food, Lemute Sfiche Sotis Vekotza, as opposed to something that's not a food. It's used, as Rashi says over here, for various types of dyeing purposes. The Gabe Peya, Ktsir Ksiv, it says that it has to be something that's harvested, and this is Miyuchod Sheeshbo Kol Elu. It has to have all of these characteristics, including it has to be a food. And Rashi says, the Sotis and the Kotza, Omdin Lutzeba, they use this dyes, and therefore they're not included in this din. It has to be something growing from the ground. Lumute, kemein, upitrios. As opposed to these mushrooms and mushroom-like things called truffles that don't really grow from the ground. They grow from the air. They can grow on rocks. And therefore, they're not included in this din of peah. Ulikitasu kiachas lumute teina. And that which we said, that it has to be harvested all at one time, as opposed to figs. Teina doesn't get harvested all at one time. You can harvest some of the figs today, then you harvest a couple, and they grow a week later. They're not all maturing at the same point, so they're not harvested at the same time. And finally, umachlisa lakiyam lamuta yarek, and that which is something that is stored away, so you can store away certain types of produce, but you don't store away vegetables. Vegetables don't last for a long time, and therefore, peya doesn't apply to the teinim and the irakos. As opposed to Maiser, Bilugabi Maiser, where we learned in regards to Maisros, in the Mishnayis in Maisros, Klalam Ruba Maiser, that the following things are obligated to Maiser. It's a shorter list. In other words, more things, as we'll see, are Chayav in Trumas and Maisros than are Chayav in Peya. Klalam Ruba Maiser, you need to have these things and only these things. Koshu Ocha has to be a food, Vinishmar can't be Hefker, Vigilum and Aris has to grow from the ground. That's it. Chayv and Maisa. If it meets these criteria, you have to be Chayv and Maestros. But it doesn't give the other two characteristics. It has to be all maturing at the same time, and it has to be something that's preserved and stored for a longer period of time. So therefore, Maisa is a klal gadol compared to Peya. That's how Bar Kapara would understand this over here. Gemara continues and says, Rav Shmuel de Amitavayu, both Rav Shmuel said, Mas nisim betinok shenishbo lebein anachrim. Our Mishnah, in the first case, is talking about a child that grew up amongst Nachrim, and he doesn't know anything. That's why he doesn't know about Shabbos. Or, Begir shenishkaya lebein anachrim. Or, a convert, a person who was miskaya, but he's living amongst the Goyim still. And he doesn't, therefore, know halachas of Shabbos. And therefore, in the first case in the Mishnah, that's why we said, Klal gadol amru b'Shabbos. Kol hashocheach, if he doesn't know what Shabbos is, so then he only brings one chatas, even though he did over many Shabbos and many different abalachos and toldos. So therefore, abal hikir ulebesov shochach, but if the guy knew about Shabbos, and then he forgot that today was Shabbos, then chayvo kol Shabbos is Shabbos. Then he would have to be, like in the second case, he'd have to bring a separate chatas for every Shabbos. So that's what Rav Shmuel seemed to say. Of course, says that seems to go against our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Hashocheach Iker Shabbos. Now, it says he forgot it. Lav Mechal Behavi Le Yediyah Mikara. Doesn't that mean that he had Yediyah at the beginning? Now, this child over here didn't have Yediyah. The Gerish, this guy, he didn't have Yediyah. Shmuel says, no, that's incorrect. Lo, Mai Kol Shocheach Iker Shabbos. What does it mean that he forgot about Iker Shabbos? Doiso Shochuach Mimenu Iker Shabbos. He never knew about Shabbos. And that's why this would include the Gerish, this guy here, and the Tino Shinishba Levin Anach. Mar says, wait a second, Aval Hikr, that implies that if he did know about Shabbos, Ulubisov Shochach Mai, what would be that loch if he knew about Shabbos and then he forgot it? So then, Chayvo Kol Shabbos is Shabbos. He'd have to go bring a separate Chatas for his Shabbos. So then, why don't you say that a little bit more clearly? Adatani Yadir Iker Shabbos, instead of saying in the second case in the Mishnah that if the guy knows about Shabbos, then he's chayav on each Shabbos. You could have said it much easier. Listen, hikir, it's talking about a case where the guy once knew about Shabbos, ulubisov shachach, and he just forgot it was Shabbos. The koshkeno, and certainly this case as well, because that would be a much clearer statement of it. If the guy never heard of Shabbos, that's case one. If the guy heard of Shabbos and forgot it, that would be case two. And also, if he forgot that it was Shabbos, so the koshkeno, so that's the way he should have said it. Shmuel says, Taki, you're right. My Hayodei Iker Shabbos. What does it mean? Hayodei Iker Shabbos. Misha Hayodei Iker Shabbos. Rishchocha. That's exactly what it means. He knew that it was Shabbos, and then he forgot that it was Shabbos. But it doesn't mean that at the time that he was doing it, he knew that it was Shabbos. We turn to the Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Avolo Shechocha Mai. So then, in that situation, if he didn't forget that it was Shabbos, so what would be that locha? Chayva kol melocha melocha. Then he would be chayva nish melocha. He just didn't know that those melochas are not allowed to be done. So again, Adatani Ayadeh Shu Shabbos. Instead of saying that he knows that it's Shabbos, you could say it much better. For us, instead of saying Ayadeh Shu Shabbos, for us Malachos Habi B'Shabbos Asarbei, Chayav Alkom Malach Malach, he's Chayav for each Tolda, each Av, each category, one Chatas. Just say it simply. Listening, say as follows. Listening, Hayodeya Iker Shabbos. He knows that it's Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. He just forgot today was Shabbos. And say that he's chayiv in that situation for every Av Malacha, one Chatas. And then the Kol Shekein Ha. And certainly, of course, he would be chayiv for every Malacha in this situation. for example, that he knows that it's Shabbos, but he just doesn't know the melachos. Why did you say it the way you did? There's a better way to say it if Rav and Shmuel are correct. Shmuel says, you're right. Elamas nisin kishihikir ulubasov shochach. Our Mishnah is talking about that he knew that it was Shabbos, and then he forgot that it was Shabbos. Uderav Shmuel, what are they saying? Nami. The case of the child who was Nishba, he was captured, or the Gerish and his guy is living amongst the Goyim, it's Ke Hikir Ulubisov Shachach Domi. It's like that. And therefore, Vahokhiyat, but this is where you have to read it. Rav Shmuel, the Amrei Tavaya, Rav Shmuel will say the following. Afilu tinok shenishba ben rachum. Even a child that was raised by the guy amongst the Goyim, or the Gerish and his guy living in Nochum, or a guy that converted, but he was still amongst the Goyim. They are kehikir. They have the same halachic status as the first case in our Mishnah, like somebody who knew about Hilcha Shabbos, ulbasov shachach domi, but then he forgot. And that person is a chayiv, one chatas for all the Shabbos that he was mechalel. Mora continues now and gives us a different opinion. Mora says, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Amrei Tavayu, they disagree with Rav Shmuel, and they say, Dafka hikir ulbasov shachach. No, we're talking about that you must have known that it was Shabbos, and then you forgot that it's Shabbos. That's the case of our Mishnah. But not like Rav Shmuel said, it also incorporates the Tinok Shinishba or the Gershon Isgayer that are still living amongst the Goyim. Rav Shmuel hold like that, but Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they both say Amru Tavayu Avol Tinok Shenishba Bein Anochrim the Gershon Iskayer Bein Anochrim Potter. In fact, doesn't have to go and bring a chatas. Mor says, wait a second, Meisvei Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbes. Our Mishnah says Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbes says Kol Hashocheach Ikur Shabbos. Anybody that forgets that it is Shabbos. But also melachos harbi b'shabbosos harbi, and then he does multiple melachos and multiple different shabbosos. Enu chayv elachas. He's only chayv one time because his ikur problem was he forgot Shabbos. Now, ketzad, what are we talking about? Tinok shenishba levein anochim. This brisa tells us the following. This expands on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had kal gadol and stopped over there, but this brisa, this meisvei is on a brisa now says, what's the halacha? Einochai v'la'achas ketzad under what circumstances, including exactly what Rav Shmuel said. Tinok shenishba levein anochrim. If you have a child that was captured and is now being raised by the goyim, a Jewish child is raised amongst the goyim, or a gershon is kaibin anochrim, or a convert, but he's still living amongst the goyim and isn't really learned hilchas Shabbos. The yosam lochas harbi b'shabbosos harbi, and he does many, many times wrong on many, many different Shabbosos. So the halacha is einochai v'la'achas achas. He only brings one chatas for his not knowing about Shabbos. The chayav al hadam achas. Likewise, if this person ate blood, drank blood, so he'd only be chayav one time a chatas for all the different bloods that he drank. Likewise, v'al chaylev achas, and for all the times he ate chaylev, which is prohibited fats that are in behemos, so he would be chayav in that situation also one time. And even v'al avodah zarah, even if he did avodah zarah, he didn't know, so he did it b'shogeg. He's chayav one chatas for all the avodah zarahs. Now this is exactly like what Rav Shmuel said. This brisa is fully consistent with Rav Shmuel, and it's against Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So that's the kasha, the meisve on Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. However, the brisa continues. It says, Umunbaz poter. Munbaz was one of the Tanoim, so he was poter. He said, no, this child, this Gerish and his Gayer, is in fact poter from a chatos, exactly like Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, the Kachaya Munbuz Dol of Rabbi Akiva. Munbuz came to learn by Rabbi Akiva, and he said to him, Rabbi Akiva, Ho ilu meizit kari chote. We have a pasuk that says that if a person does something b'meizit, he's called a chote. As Rashi brings down, Kinsim pasuk vayikra, Bishwur Sa'edis, it says, Nefesh ki secheto vishoma, and the Gomer, Veloksid be vinelem, it doesn't talk about vinelem, he forgot. So he did it b'meizit, and he's called a chote. And the shogeg kari chote, and a shogeg is also called a chote. Most chatos are brought because somebody did a sin by accident. So we see b'mezid, Munbus tells Rabbi Akiva you call the chote. We see b'shogeg you call the chote. So therefore they're comparable. Ma mezid shoysol yedia, just like by mezid, you knew that the sin you were doing was a sin, and yet you call the chote. So av shogeg shoysol yedia. So too the shogeg has to be in somebody that knew, and it can't be talking about somebody that didn't know. So therefore he says the katan shenishba or the gershon is gayer a patur. That's what Munbus tells Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds. He says, "Oh, Rabbi Akiva, Rashi has an interesting way to explain this over here. Rashi in the Dibur Maaseh says, "Klomar im kach bos lidrosh." If this is the way you want to learn this, you're learning out that they're both called chote. So then, ba v'osif gamani. Then I will come and learn your gezeirah shavah and add on to it al dvarecha od. And now we'll see with my additional things if you can hold water, if what you're saying stands up. So what does Rabbi Kiva add? He says, according to you, that there's a Gzeirah Shavah, you call the Chote by Mezid, the Chote by Shogeg, and therefore they both have to have Yediyah, just like the Mezid knows what he's doing, so too the Shogeg has to know what he's doing, and the Kotan and the Gerish and this guy don't know what they're doing, therefore they're Potter. So Rabbi Kiva says, if that's your argument, Ima Mezid, Shoyso Yediyah, Bishas Maisa, the Mezid knew what he was doing right then and there. So then, according to you, Av Shogeg, since we're making this Gzeirah Shavah, Chote Chote, so to say, so then after Shogeg, Shoyso Yediyah, Bishas Maisa, according to you, the Shogeg would have to know what he's doing. He's not a Shogeg anymore. It has to be just like the Mezid. So you know what Mumba says? Taka, you're right. Amar Mumba says, hey, yeah, the kosher kain shosata. I agree 100% with what you're saying. As Rashi says, Al Devorai, you added on nicely. Yashikoyach for adding on. You're adding on to what I'm saying. V'gamizu ani omer. I agree with you. Shuchayev. Ulekam mufarish b'may shogak. So I agree with you. In this situation, he would be chayev. According to Mumba, you're actually chayev achatas, even though you didn't amaze it. But this is obviously incorrect. Rabbi Kiva tells him, according to what you're saying, then this guy's no longer called the Shogeg, this guy's called the Mezid. And obviously, you don't bring a Chatas in this situation. Where will still have to say, under what situation does Munza say that your potter over here, if he calls this Shogeg over here, a situation where he knew about it, so he's Chayev, so under what situation does Munza say you're actually a potter? What's his din of Shogeg? We'll get to that in Yitzhak Shem later in this year today. In any event, the Gemara says, Kani Miya, so we just learned this Braisa, and it said, Ketzat, under what situations are you Chayev? And it said, the Tinok Shanishba, the opinion of the Tanakam over here, is that the Tinok Shanishba, the Ger Shanizgayer, that are living amongst the Goyim, are in fact Chayev Achatas. Exactly like Rabbi Shmuel said, and it's a Kasha on Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So therefore the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel Nicha, They're sitting pretty. El Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Lakish, Kasha, the Tanakam is a Kasha to them. So what is the obvious teretz? I'm Rav Yochanan, Rav Lakish. Lo mi'iko munbaz b'potter. We don't hold like the Tanakama. We hold like munbaz. Anan darina to munbaz. Now Gemara says, my time of the munbaz. What is the reasoning behind munbaz saying over here that you're potter? So he's basing it on the following pasuk, the siv. Torah achas yelochem lo'oseh bishkogah. The pasuk says there'll be one law. Now this pasuk is talking about if a person did avodah zarah by accident, and there's Torah achas for avodah zarah. Usamach le, right next to it, the pasuk says v'nefesh asher taseh b'yod rama. If a person did something with a yod rama, meaning he did it on purpose, so therefore we're makish over here. Hekish shogi lemezit. We have the inadvertent avodah zarah and the intentional avodah zarah. And they're lumped right next to each other, the Hekish and the Psukim. So he kishogi lemezid, that's what Munva says. Ma mezid shoysel yediyah, just like the mezid knew what he was doing. So too, avshogi shoysel yediyah, he knew what he was doing. Gemara says, wait a second, then how did the Rabbanan learn these Psukim? The Rabbanan disagree with that. Rabbanan, hi Torah achas mayav delay. It seems to say there's one din for mezid and shogi. Taka Munva is right. Gemara says, no. Miboilu kidemakre le Rabbi Shua ben Levi lebre. This is needed for the way that Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son. And he said, when it says Torah achas yelochem lo'oseh bishkaga, so what is that talking about? That's talking about a person who did avodah zarah by accident, uksiv. And right after that, it says, we turn to the Omer Aleph, it says, v'chi sishgu v'losasu es kol mitzvos se'ela. A person makes a mistake, and he does one of these things that he's not allowed to do. Now, this discusses the bringing of a karban chatas. So this is adjacent to the accidental avodah zarah is adjacent to all the accidental chatos. But when it says that you're doing it on purpose by avodah zarah, hukshukul in avodah zarah, that's come to tell me that all of these things are compared to avodah zarah. But just like avodah zarah, malhalan dvarish chayav nazon kares by avodah zarah, if something that you do intentionally, you chayav kares on it. In that situation, if you did it by accident, then you chayav chatas. So that's the din by avodah zarah. That's why you have the intentional next to the unintentional by avodah zarah. But now it also tells us that's the paradigm for everything. Av kol davar shechayav nazon kares. In general, anything that the sin would normally, if you did it on purpose, would be a chiyav of kares. Al shigigasu chatas. Then when you do it by accident, you bring a chatas. But not to say that the chacham hold that Mazin and Shogeg are the same din, like Munbaz. So it is a total different way that each of them darshens the psukim. Fine, that's Munbaz's shita, that's the Chacham's shita. One last point to clear up, and then we'll end the shir. Vela Munbaz shkogu b'mai. When does Munbaz ever say that there is a din of Shogeg that you bring a chatas? So the Gemara says, kigon sheshogeg b'karbon. He didn't know over here that there's a chiv of a karbon in this situation. And that was the only thing that he didn't know. Then he goes and brings a chatos. Rabbanon, what do they do with that? Shigas carbon, lo shmosh shkog. They say, no, the fact that you didn't know that you have to bring a carbon, that's not considered over here as something that you go bring a carbon for. If you knew that you did the Aveira, but you just didn't know you bring a carbon chatos, if you do the Aveira, that's not considered a shogeg. That's considered mazid, and you wouldn't in that situation go bring a carbon chatos. As Rashi says, Munbaz holds the shogag be carbon, the yodea shechayv azdona kares. He knows that you chayv kares. And that's why in this situation, Munvaz would say you bring a chatas. But the Chacham don't hold like that. The Chacham say that you have to go and bring a chatas only if it was, we'll have this as machlokis tomorrow, that you had to not know that it's also to do this on the level of either a lav or the level of karis. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.